What?
Hi, Austin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Austin, it's Chris with Local Splash. I had a call back with you yesterday, but I had some issues with an account. I had to get on the call with a client. Just wanted to know if you were able to, you're able to move forward with getting your company on Google and your website. I know we talked about it yesterday. And you asked me to call you yesterday to start the process.
Yeah, I haven't really seen anything on there. Like, as far as, I don't really know how to do that.
No, right, but we're going to do that for you. So we're going to be able to create a Google business profile for you and start a website for you. You asked me to call you back because you were talking to a client yesterday and you were a little busy. So I wanted to see if we could take a few minutes so we can create a profile for you and then get the process started to get you verified on Google.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a few things. I mean, I know that we talked about having – so with just in a nutshell, what this is going to include is going to include Google. We're going to create a website for you. So remember I mentioned that we're going to get you a www.AAHardAndLandscapes.com. So that's going to be the website we're going to have for you. And then we're going to put you on other platforms as well. So we'll put you on Yelp. We'll put you on Apple Maps and then Bing. So what this is going to do, pretty much, Austin, it's going to cover all your bases when people are searching for your services, right? And I know one of the things you mentioned yesterday is we're going to be focusing on the bigger jobs. You don't want to do small little jobs, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you want to focus on the big, like, you know, if you're going to do hardscape, you know, you want to focus on, like, you know, big shipments of mulch and, you know, rock and stuff like that. Are you also doing commercial or just residential for now?
Just residential.
Okay. So we'll put you for residential. When you're ready to take on commercial jobs, we can 100% open up that category for you as well. Okay. So just, you're not just limited to residential. So a few things for your business. I mean, is your last name Allen? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As far as a good email, what's a good email for your business? Or it could be your email as well. It doesn't matter if you don't have a business email.
I don't typically. I try to do everything through messages, phone number.
Text, that's fine. This is just for us to get in touch with you and for us to send you your invoice and all that good stuff. This is not to really showcase online. We're not really going to have people emailing you. We're going to have people either call you or message you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one?
I do, but it's a little long. It almost seems like a scam type of email.
Really? Okay.
Yes, AustinAllen2255669@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's AustinAllen2255.
6699@gmail.com.
6699@gmail. Okay. I see what you mean. Yep, it's valid. I put it on the Google system. Okay. You're like, it sounds like a scam.
It's valid. It's definitely valid.
It's okay. I got it. So it's just, once again, we're not going to showcase your email. It's just for us to get a contact with you. So I just want to be clear. You're the name of the company that you want to show on Google, just how it is, the AA Hard and Landscapes. You don't have any LLC behind it, any of that, right?
No, sir. Not yet.
Okay. No worries. And then as far as Google's gonna send you a verification, and that's pretty much for Google verifying your business. They're not gonna showcase your address, okay? So I want to be clear. But I do got an address for the business of 1713 State Highway 55 West. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and that. I'm sorry. What was that?
It's 1713 NC 55 West.
Yeah, 55 West. Yeah, is that Clover or is that Coates?
That's Coates.
Coates. Okay, I just want to make sure I have that correct. Okay. Yep, I got that already. It came up. Okay. Now, as far as like the business hours, like what do you want to showcase on Google that you're open or people to call your business?
Probably 7 to 7.
Smart. Okay, that's really good because a lot of people put like 7 to 4. But obviously people won't, you know, most part they'll make an appointment for your service. They're not going to book you like right there on the spot unless it's an emergency. But for the most part, you know, it's good to have it open. So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Is that Monday through Friday or what would you say? Monday through Sunday, all 7 days?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All 7 days.
All 7 days. Okay. So we'll do that. So Monday through Sunday, we'll do that. And then as far as, so tell me a little bit more about some of the services you really, really want to focus on, because what we do, what we want to do is we want to make sure when people are typing in that on Google or their phones for you to come up on the first page, but I want to make sure that we're getting you the best profitable jobs. So, you know, if you were a client, what would be some of the things that you would want to type in for your business to show up?
Probably stuff like any type of rock, mold, gravel, okay. anything to do with hauling, saws. Install.
Okay. And you said gravel as well? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Gravel.
All
okay.
And install and all of that. Besides,
hauling
yeah.
And installation. Okay. All right. That's good. I want to be very specific because at the end of the day, you know, we want to make sure that you get the best possible outcomes when we have you on Google, right? We want to make sure we're focusing on those jobs you really want because, you know, if someone just wants a rock placed on their front yard, that's not going to be worth it, you know, but you want to focus on the bigger jobs where, matter of fact, I just had gravel, a bunch of gravel. I have an acre of land and my land is just divided into two sections, like half an acre and half an acre. And then, on my half an acre, I put gravel because it's just all dirt. So that to me was so much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sure is. You're right.
Yeah. I tell you, it's better than getting all muddy and, oh man, it's horrible. So with the gravel,
you
guys
can park stuff on there. Not have to worry about getting anything stuck.
Yes, yeah. I got a question for you since you're in that industry. As far as mulch, do you recommend like, what kind of mulch do you recommend? Because I don't know, does it even go bad or does it even like rot by chance or?
Yes, sir. It does.
It does?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You can look into different refineries and different places that sell different types of mulch, but 9 times out of 10, most places sell like a triple shred, a chocolate, a tan, and a black. And then
okay.
9 times out of 10, they're pretty cheap. And they have to be replaced every year or two if you want it to be looking pretty all the time.
Okay.
So you gotta go with something more expensive, so it's kinda like night and day on the price, but I would say
it'll be worth it in the long run.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You probably get triple the amount of time out of it, the lifespan. So you probably get 3 or 4 years instead of a year or two. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's, excuse me. That's what I was looking into because there's some areas that I want to put some mulch to make it look nice. My wife's into the whole plants and stuff. I'm not really, but like, hey, you know what? Whatever the wife says goes. So
yeah, I also do a little bit of planting myself.
You do a little bit of what?
I do a little bit of planting myself.
Okay, there you go. See, she loves all that. I mean, I'm more of a backyard guy, and I love barbecuing. She's more of like she wants to be out there watering plants and everything, and she, you know, she's all about doing that. So we got our property in May of this year, and she's like all about that. She wants to make sure the house looks nice and landscaped and beautiful. You know how women are. I'm over here. It's like, hey, it's fine. If the plants, they're good. If it's not, it's okay. Where's my barbecue at?
Yeah, for real. But, I'm the same way, man.
Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just whatever. Happy wife, happy life. And I've been married for a good couple of years now. And I'm happy. So if she's happy, then I'm happy. So I don't have any issues with that to get her all done with the landscaping stuff. Okay, so this number that we're on, that's the number that you want your clients to call you on, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then as far as, you know, you did mention yesterday a couple things. You said you don't have a lot of pictures of work you've done. One of the things that we can do is we'll put some generic photos for the time being, but one of the things I would recommend when you get on Google is, you know, if you can take pictures of before and after. Go ahead.
I got a sod. I do have a couple of pictures of sod and stuff like
okay,
that.
Perfect.
I just have a bunch. Like, a bunch of
perfect.
Different photos of different things, yeah. Because, like I said, I was doing it for somebody else, and I'm just now trying to do it for myself, so I really don't I'm not a picture guy. I'm not even really a big, you know, I don't even like landscaping in my own yard. I just enjoy doing it, and it's a good way to make money.
Absolutely.
It keeps me busy.
Absolutely. You know, and there's nothing like being your own boss, and not only that, but once you get the business up and going, it's something that, once again, you'll be able to retire and have someone else run for you. And I don't know how old you are. You sound pretty young, but, you know, that's the best move you can do is going on your own. So once you get this established with Google, having your website, everything, I know it's growing pains, like they said, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to end up paying off because, you know, once you're, you know, you're getting to your 60s, you're just chilling. And, you know, the business is going to keep going. And landscaping is a type of business that, you know, because I've been here for 7 years, just, you know, and I talk to so many different business owners. But landscaping, I have a lot of family members that are in landscaping and hardscaping and all that. Man, I mean, once you have your established clients, game over. The referrals are going to be off the roof because now they're going to see your presence online. You're going to be able to showcase the work you've done. And, you know, the word of mouth spreads quickly. So it's definitely going to be something that, you know, it's a profitable service. And you said, you're right. You know, a lot of business owners don't like doing it for themselves, but they love doing it for clients because it pays. And not only that, but, you know, you have a satisfied customer that's going to bring you even more customers in. That's a fact.
I put the Angie Pros, so I'm actually supposed to, I'm going out to look at a mulch job today, actually delivering it and installing on about 3,000 square foot.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. If that's working out for you, this is going to work. I mean, just so you know, Angie at Home Advisor, they actually purchased a listing on Google and they're selling the leads to you and some of your competitors. So what this will be doing for them, I mean, you can have both services at once. They're completely different services, but Google, what you're going to be doing here, just so you know, Austin, is you're setting your company as a sole entity online. So just when you look like for, you know, for a mechanic or a restaurant or whatever, you know where you see the Google listing and the profile and all that, you're going to have that. But not only have the profile, but when people are typing in these searches online, you're going to show up as a top recommended option, you know?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't see how exactly me, I just show up, you know? I mean, I get it, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, like, for example, like, you know, when someone is typing in, let's say, mulch delivery or mulch or sod installation, they type that on Google, they're going to see your profile, they're going to call you. That's
right.
How this is going to work. Just like when you're looking for a mechanic. If you don't know any mechanic, and let's say you're stuck in the middle of the road, and you need someone to help you, like ASAP, the first thing you're going to do, if you don't call anybody that can help you, you're going to look up a tow truck, okay, or a mechanic or whatever. You're going to look them up on your phone, and what are you going to do? You're going to call them, right?
Right.
That's how this is going to work for your clients. So when they see your company, they're going to be able to call you, and then they're going to see your website. So you're going to be more of an established business. That's how it's going to work for you, right?
But isn't this like a monthly ordeal as well?
Yeah, so this is a month-to-month. There's no contract. So the price that I was able to give for you is $299. So that's a flat rate. We don't charge per lead. We don't charge for a phone call, any of that. So everything that's included here is your website, Google listing, your Facebook listing. We're going to put you on Bing. We're going to put you on Yelp. And then we're going to put you on the voice-activated searches. So you're pretty much getting every single piece of, you know, kind of online presence.
I'll put that. And then I put it on Yelp, right? Then I went and put it a job, a solid job. The lady went through with everything. I quoted her. You know, she was happy with it. You know, she was going to let me. Also, this is a brand-new home. She was going to give me an extra $2,000 to get to the agent because she needed help covering some type of commission cost or something like that. And, you know, I go to, you know, today or yesterday when I was really supposed to start getting to this job, no response. Nothing.
Right. I mean, that can happen anywhere. That can even happen with Home Advisor or Angie's. I mean, you know, those things might happen, right? But that's why it's very important to – here's another thing that can happen too, just so you know, okay? In my experience, Austin, if you don't have a lot of online presence, people get cold feet. Let me give you an example, okay? I work here for 7 years, so a lot of my clients, they get a lot of referrals, okay? So here's the deal. If someone were to refer you to a good restaurant, okay, would you just automatically go to that restaurant yourself? Would you trust their word? Let's say it's a stranger – or someone that you're not really close to.
You said this is $299 a month?
Yeah, $299 a month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm already paying $299 with the other. I might just have to stick this month out and see how this month goes. If this month goes well, I think I might, I don't know, let's see. I mean, I get a one time, I open it up your account and you know, doing that, but $2.99 a month, that doesn't, I don't know, it's just not. And I also don't pay per lead or nothing like that. They actually, you pay per month and they send you at least, they have a minimum amount that they have to send you. And then, it's hard to explain, but I don't pay per lead or nothing like that.
Okay, right. So, let me ask you a question, right? So, do you see value in being on Google? Do you see value in having your website? I mean, do you see any value in any of that?
I do.
Okay. So, to me, what's really holding you back, I feel, is like, you don't want this to be another bill for you. You want this to be something that's going to work out for you. So, you know, let me explain to this, you know, let me explain how this would work, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, any investment that you make will always bring a return for the most part, right? I mean, if you're investing in good equipment, you're going to get good results back. If you invest in bad equipment, you're not going to get as much, you know, longevity from the equipment, right? When it comes to Google, right, I use it on a daily basis. You probably use it to look for the directions for the clients that you go service. That's just the bottom line. Everybody uses that platform. So, you know, that's exactly what we would be doing for you, is getting you right there where people are looking for the services you offer so that way they can call you directly, right? So it's like owning and renting a home. If you rent a home, you're going to rent it and you're going to pay the monthly lease, right? You're not going to be able to own it. So like the reviews you have on Angie, you have really good reviews already there. Luke, Sophie, and then David, right? They posted the amount of money that you've actually earned from that. I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever the case may be. Anyhow, once again, you know, that $2.99, it's something that it would be able to pay for itself. It's like $10 a day. So, you know, whether you have this in conjunction with Angie, it's still going to be a win-win because you're going to have your company out there. You're promoting your own company when it comes to your online presence, right? So, you know, I just want to give you an example of how this would work. If you got companies like, let's just put just the general landscaping services, okay, just to give you an idea. And if you put that in your own backyard, the companies that are coming up on there are Superior Lawn Solutions. I don't know if you know them. You got Collins Landscaping Company. You got another company that comes up there is Coates Landscaping Lawn Maintenance. You got other companies up there like First Choice Lawn Care, Sullivan's, Jason's Quality, Kingdom Landscapes. Do you know any of those companies in the area?
No, sir. Never heard of it.
Barefoot Lawn Care, Larry Pierce Lawn and Landscaping, LLC. So those are the companies that are coming up on Google when people are doing searches, right? So even though you don't hear them yourself, right, because you're not looking up for your own services, these are the companies their clients are looking up and they're calling directly, right? When people are looking for those services. So that is where you're going to be listed. So, you know, now in order for me to go to Angie, I have to go through Google first and then I have to go through Angie. So Angie, it says 10 top best landscapers in Coates, North Carolina. Now, then I have to go into Angie's and then I have to go through all the different companies and that's when they give you a call. So what you're doing there is you're skipping the middleman and you're going to Google directly so people can call you. That's what it's going to do for you.
I'll try it out.
You know, once again, it's a month-to-month service. You know, you're not married to us. You know, you got to make sure that this is going to yield results at the end of the day, right? And that's pretty much it. So it's not going to. We're not asking you to marry us.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you guys are just going to help me set up this account stuff, right? And I'm basically going to be paying per month to keep my account on Google.
To keep you on the first page of Google, to keep your website, to keep all your listings active 100%. But here's the thing, okay? If you were to discontinue our service, all right, Austin, you are the owner of your Google account. You're going to have all your listings in place. So for the most part, you know, you're going to be in a much better situation regardless. So it's still a win-win situation. Make sense? That's
basically
going to be the difference.
I think you can understand now. So basically, you know, you guys are going to help me set up my account and you help me do
yes.
The whole entire. And you guys are also going to, you know, if I continue to keep paying with you guys, you're going to also help me stay, like you say, I guess on the front page,
first
you know, kind of keep, Yeah.
Yes.
If I was to cancel my account with you guys, I still have my Google account. I still had everything that you guys helped me set up with.
100%.
I just wouldn't be able to have maybe the
first page placement.
Yes.
Yes. 100, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. Yeah. I'm willing to try it out. I'm willing to give. I say scare money doesn't make money, and I'm willing to. But while I have the money into it and try it out my best, because I want to work, I want to be there, and I want to keep on growing, and I want to do a good job for good people. But it's just hard to get in contact with people that really and truly are willing to pay the money to have things done the right way, or be able to even find the customers in general. You know what I mean?
There's customers out there. Here, let me give you an example. Like last month, from the 21st of October to today, I'm just putting up the Google Analytics, to today, the 21st of November, there's been 913 searches for landscaping in a 50-mile radius. So, I'm not saying you're going to receive 913 phone calls, right? But there is people looking for your services. You know, the way that I see this is, look, Austin, if people don't know you exist, okay, then they don't know that you're available to do a service and to call you. Does that make sense? So even though you do a good job and you want to help these customers and you really want to get your name out there, if you're not paying to get your name out there, if you don't have your online exposure or presence, you're not going to get the customers that are looking for your service. You know, it's like, how am I supposed to find, you know, fish for a shark if I'm not putting the right bait and fishing in the right spot? You know, it's like if I'm trying to catch a shark and I'm fishing in the lake, it's never going to happen. Make sense? So if you have your company on Google and you have your company with your website and you have other sources where people are searching for your services, you're going to have a much better opportunity to get clients coming in the door. If you don't have that, the chances are you're not going to be able to be successful. And you're right. It takes money to make money. So, yeah, of course, there's growing pains to getting your company on Google and online, and there is a cost to it. But once again, once you have yourself established and once you see the return on investment and the clients coming in and the referrals you're going to get from it, it's something that's going to pay for itself, and it's not even going to be a bother as far as like, oh, I have another bill. No, it's something like, okay, well, this bill or this investment is going to help me to get more clients coming in. So the $299 is going to be a drop in the bucket, right, especially if you're doing – the bigger jobs that we really want to focus on getting you, right? So very, very simple. I got your profile created. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have an onboarding call with one of our technicians. I don't know if you're available to do that today or Monday to get that onboarding call. What works best for you? Today, maybe today. Later on? Okay, we could do that today. All right, so I'll tell you exactly what times I have available for that onboarding call. Let's see if you're available as well. Give me 1 second. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so I got availability at 5:30 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. What works best for you?
Today at 5:30 or 6:30 p.m.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
I would say today at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, we'll do 6:30, and that's when a technician's going to call you to make sure we verify everything correctly. What I did is I created an account for you as far as what you want to be listed for and so forth. The technician's just going to make sure we get that, you know, we get that verified on Google the right way. And as far as we got that there, also, I wanted to ask you a question. You're not bilingual, right? You just speak English. It's a question they ask us. I don't know why. Okay. No Spanish. Okay. All right, we got that. All right. No slash. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so right now what I'm sending you is an actual invitation for that phone call with our technician at 6:30. It's a very short call. I don't want you to think it's a crazy extensive call. It's just, once again, to cross the T's and dot the I's. So I just sent you a confirmation email for that. Everything is good to go. We're going to read what's called a voice verification. This is letting you know the pretty much outline of what we're doing today, and you're going to get your receipt, your invoice, all that good stuff to make sure you get that for tax purposes. But in order to secure the listing and the payment at $299, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Probably a Visa.
Okay. So if you give me those numbers, I'll repeat them to you for accuracy, and then I'll read that voice verification so that way you know that this is a month-to-month service and so forth.
Okay. Man, I don't know, man. When she calls me to do this stuff, why wouldn't I pay then?
So what we do is we get the payment process, and then we schedule an account specialist onboarding call, right? So don't worry. Look, Allison, you're going to receive your invoice. You're going to receive everything before we get off the phone call to let you know it's legitimate. I mean, there's 100% nothing that we're going to hide. We're not here to scam people. I promise you that, right? So, you know, you don't have to worry about any of that. So that's just the way it works. We secure the listing with the company, and then we have an onboarding call with our technician later on this afternoon.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
4327.
Okay.
3901.
Okay.
2207.
Okay.
1460.
1460.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and then the expiration month and year?
0228.
Okay, and the security code in the back of the card?
913.
Okay, so I'm going to read this voice verification, right? This is for your protection as well. Once again, it's going to outline everything that we're doing here, okay? So I want to make sure you're 100% covered and, you know, you get everything in writing as well, okay? That's very important to me because at the end of the day, I want to make sure you trust us as far as, you know, doing the businesses that we're going to do for you, okay? So I want to make sure you're fully good on this, and it's for your protection, okay? It's our deal that we got with Google, right, a partnership. So I'm going to read this verification. If there's anything you don't understand, you can always reach out and just right now and say, hey, Chris, you know, can you repeat that to me? Okay? So I'm going to walk you through what's called this voice verification, and then let me know if there's anything it's unclear. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Austin Allen.
Okay, awesome. It says please state the name of your business. The name of your business.
Oh, sorry. A.A. Okay. Harden Landscape.
Awesome. Now, it does say state your name and the title within the business.
Austin Allen. With AA Hard and Landscapes.
Okay, awesome. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says, to get results as fast as possible, Austin, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It's asking if you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages or emails from us, Local Splash, when necessary.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, once again, we're going to provide you a security question. So when we call you, you know it's us and it's not another company, okay? So you get to choose a security question to make sure that it's us calling you and not another company trying to scam you. There are companies out there, but we want to make sure it's us that's calling you. So you get to choose from a question, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Say that one more time, sir.
Yeah, you get to choose one of three security questions, okay? It's up to you. So the security question, so when we call you, right, to let you know, hey, we're Local Splash, you can ask the technician, what's the security question and answer? And they'll tell you, every person that works for Local Splash should know your security question and the answer. But it's asking three choices to choose from. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
I'd say first pet's name.
Your first pet's name? Okay, what is your first pet's name?
Diesel. D-I-E-S-E-L.
Diesel, okay. All right. Is Diesel still around?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Okay. What kind of dog is it? Is it a dog?
Yes, sir. It's a lab.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I got stuck with a little Pomeranian.
He'll be 7 in February.
Okay, okay. There you go.
Well, I've been since I was 15.
That's awesome. You still a lot of life in the docks. You got years to go. That's awesome. Yeah. My wife wanted a little Pomeranian, so did my daughter, so we got a little Pomeranian. I want a big dog, but they're like,
I don't think he does a shed, though.
What was that?
There's a Pomeranian shed.
Oh, my God. You talking about shedding? Oh, no. It's beyond belief, Austin.
Really?
It's incredible. Yes, this thing gets on my clothes. It's like a giant fluff ball. I kid you not. It's literally like a walking cotton ball, like, and leaving cotton all over the place.
Oh.
It's crazy. It's crazy. All right.
They are hot dollars.
Oh, they are. Yeah, we spent $5,000 on the dog. So yeah, $5,000 for that little fluff ball, and then we have to feed it special food. And we have to feed it so many different, like, you know, vitamins. It's a high maintenance dog. It once again, that's why I didn't want it. I wanted a big dog to take care of the property. But hey, you know, happy wife, happy life. So, you know,
right.
That's the way I see it. If my daughter and I only got one daughter and I got my wife, but if they're happy with the dog, then okay, so be it. It is what it is. As long as they take care of it, you know, we're good to go, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that done. We got the security question, which is good. Okay, so in hiring local splashers or certified marketing representatives, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying is if you hire another company, you can. Just let us know what kind of company it is. You're not paying for another service like ours. You see what I mean? We want to make sure that you're not spending your money on something that you already have. So that's all we're asking you to do, right?
Okay.
But that being said, also, you know, as part of the verification process to get you on Google, they might ask for pictures of work, you know, or tools that you have, you know, maybe trucks or stuff like that. Would you be able to have those things if you were to ask for that information?
Yes, sir. I mean, I have a nice personal truck, but I don't have a bunch of trucks or anything
like that.
No, you're
fine. They don't care about that. All they want to know is that you're a real human, and that's it. You know, that's pretty much it. Because there's a lot of AI going on, and you know how that goes. So they want to make sure you're a business owner. That's all. Okay.
Right.
All right. So, you know, your payment will be charged today, and it's at a discounted amount of $299. So what we want to do is we want you to give us some time to really get things going. Okay. So obviously it is a month-to-month service, but we want to make sure that you're you know, being with us for the amount of time. I mean, we want you to give us an opportunity, okay? But you can cancel at any time by calling client support, and you can cancel your service, okay? So with that being said, we're pretty much done here. The last thing I do want to notate as far as your account is you did mention that you got a couple things for the business already. One of the things I forgot to ask, and then you don't have to have it, but are you currently licensed and insured? Not yet, right?
Not yet. That's right.
Okay. No worries. That's not an issue at all whatsoever. And then we're going to include the website on there already. And then I don't know if I heard you, but you don't use social media much, but do you have, by any chance, a personal Facebook page?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, great. So we're going to create you a business Facebook page, okay? It's not going to intermix at all whatsoever with your personal stuff. Okay, just want to let you know that because a lot of people are like, wait a minute, I don't want my personal stuff to be shown online. It's not. So in order for you to create, for us to create a business Facebook page, obviously you need a personal Facebook, right? Because Facebook doesn't want anybody creating fake profiles. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we'll create that for you as well. And then we'll put you on other platforms as well, like, you know, Yelp, Apple Maps, and then Bing, which is another search engine. So just want to notate that you do have that. And then we did mention the client onboarding call is going to be today. We did mention at 6:30, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you receive your invoices and your welcome email by chance?
Let me check.
You could have got it through email or through text messages as well.
Yes,
we
sir.
Just want to make sure you got that.
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, so we're all set here. Austin, the next thing is just getting that onboarding call. See, I told you, I want to make sure everything was good and you feel comfortable with it, something that, you know, I want my clients to feel 100% like they're doing the right thing. And by doing this, once again, you're going to establish yourself as your own business And once you get that success, you're going to see that really going into fruition. So we got that call later on today. Please don't forget about that. I'm also sending you my contact information here, Austin, through text. So my name is Chris. My last name is Hernandez. And my extension is 247. So I'm sending that text over to you now. And that way, if there's anything that changes for the client onboarding call later on, you can always, you know, text me or call me, and you'll be able to, we'll be able to reset that or reschedule that for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, Austin, everything's pretty much done here. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to really get you onboarded. Look out for that phone call later on today at 6:30 p.m., and then we'll get your Google listing going.
Well, I sure do appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you too, Austin. It's a good conversation. I know, man, you sound pretty young. I'm not quite sure how old you are. You said you got your dog about 7 years.
21.
Yeah. Okay, there you go, man. This, man, at being 21, having your own business, man, I mean, I wish I did that at 21. I'm in my early 40s. I've been with this company for 7 years. I love my job, don't get me wrong. But, it you know, if I could have thought things a different way, having my own business, I think would have been one of the things I would have done. Especially when I talk to all these business owners. Man, it's nothing like being your own boss, right? That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So that's
doing something that makes you happy, really. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. You're gonna do something that makes you happy, and then when you're doing something that you like and makes you happy, it's not really work. It's something that you love doing, and you look forward to it. So that's really good, man. Well, everything's good to go here, Austin. Thank you so much, and we'll be in contact later on at 6:30. Okay.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. You as well. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.